Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Virtual Reality Porn, A Deliciously Pervy Side Effect by Girl on the Net. This one's sponsored by Hot Octopus, and if you listen all the way till the end, I will give you a 20% off discount code for their amazing sex toy, which features in this blog. I'm going to talk more about virtual reality porn at some point. It's a massive topic with tons of scope for putting yourself in various amazing dirty pictures. I hope that as the tech comes down in price, people will come up with yet more creative and exciting virtual reality porn scenarios. I'm secretly hoping I might be able to score work writing them, so hit me up if you're a porn producer with a massive budget and a desire to branch out into my filthy dreams. However, for now, I want to tell you one thing which, since it was mentioned to me, has had me mesmerised with possibility. That is, guys wanking while watching VR porn. Yeah, I know, that sounds obvious, but let me paint you a picture. A whole group of gents are rounded up to test the latest Oculus Rift technology, sitting together in a room with headsets on and headphones plugged in. Swiftly, they become immersed in the scene, and each of them starts touching himself. They can't see each other. They have that weirdly disorientating privacy that you get from virtual reality. You know you're in the room, but your head is elsewhere. You're sitting in a chair with a headset on, but in your mind, you're placed at the scene of an orgy or a one-on-one shag. To be honest, the details don't much matter. All that matters to me is that I can see the men turning their heads as they take in whatever scene is playing out inside the headset. I can see the speed with which they stroke their dicks changing in response to the stimulus on screen. One guy is stroking his cock slowly, maybe mimicking the length and speed of the strokes on his on-screen blowjob. Another is beating away hard, muscles straining in his forearm as he tries to match pace with the virtual reality fuck. All are wearing headphones, their ears filled with a cacophony of oohs and ahs and fuck, fuck, fuck harders. Occasionally one will twitch his head in a particular direction to get a better look at the virtual reality porn star dancing in front of his face. All are oblivious and horny and happy. And I'm sitting in the corner of the room watching them. Consensually, of course, this isn't some creepy fantasy where I sit behind a two-way mirror and take notes about who comes first or critique the wanking technique of any of them. They know I might be watching, but in the moment they're carried away. They forget. And all that matters is the immersive audio of hardcore fucking and the screens that play intensely personal fantasies. And of course, there's the shuffling, squeezing, oh, so eager rubbing of their hands, tight on their dicks. Perhaps one or two of them have bought a fleshlight or a pulse or a dildo to use during their turn. Still with the headset on, their hands grope awkwardly for the toys, fumble for lube, and then with practiced hands they perform the actions they've done 1,000 times before. Head always moving slightly this way and that to take in the action. One guy lubes his cock up and slips on a toy, picking the pace up as soon as he's entered to better mimic the sensation of cunt. Another, watching porn in which he's fucked good and hard in the arse, squirms just far enough outside of his jeans that he can spread his legs wide. He lifts himself off the chair to get a good angle and slides the dildo in. A small grunt as it gets in, which no one else hears except me. Headphones, you see. This plan started as a show, a demonstration of the tech so they could get a feel for what it did. A mutually agreed curiosity, their desire to watch virtual reality porn, and my desire to see how they'd react. But in the moment they've forgotten, in the immersive, personalised, private little worlds inside the headsets. They lay aside their worries that I'll be watching and judging, and they simply let go. Grunting, twisting, gasping, squeezing their dicks tight as they spurt hot cum all over their stomachs and t-shirts and the chairs I'll have to wipe down later. In the virtual reality, they're fucking and getting fucked. Getting sucked dry by a collection of far-distant fantasy people. In reality, they're the performers, putting on a show just for me. Wanking publicly, but in private. Jerking off like I'm not watching. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or you can help me make more audio porn at patreon.com/girlonthenet. And talking of helping me make more audio porn, the company Hot Octopus, who make the amazing Pulse, which is a vibrating masturbator that does incredible things to your dick. I have one and it's brilliant. So they have given me some money to help support the audio porn project, which is amazing. They're very supportive of sex writers, as well as just generally being a company that makes fantastic toys. The Pulse, I mentioned it in this post. It's basically a toy that allows you to do hands-free wanking. It's incredibly fun. Well, so I've heard from people who have dicks, but also I really like watching people who have dicks use it. So if you would like one, go to their website, hotoctopus.com. And if you use the code, GOTN20, so GOTN20, then you'll get 20% off, either the solo or the duo. The duo is, designed more for couples play. So it comes with an external vibrator, which is just a nice little added bonus to what is basically one of my favorite dick toys. So please do support them, and come back and listen to more audio porn at girlonthenet.com.